Hello, my name is Daniel Nenni, founder of SemiWiki, the open forum for semiconductor professionals. Welcome to the Semiconductor Insiders podcast series. If you have a topic you'd like us to cover, please post it on semiwiki.com and we'll get right to it. My guest today is Shuki Aktuf, founder and CEO of DeFacto Technologies and co-founder of Innovia Advanced Technologies. Prior to founding DeFacto in 2003, Dr. Aktuf was an associate professor of computer science at the University of Grenoble in France and a leader of a dependability research group. He holds a PhD in electrical engineering from Grenoble University. Welcome to the podcast, Shuki.
Thank you, Daniel. Thank you for having me today.
We know you from DeFacto for SoC integration for more than 20 years. In fact, we've worked together for 6 years on SemiWiki. I have a great respect for your company. And now you're introducing Innovia Advanced Technologies. So what brings you to this new EDA technology for flow and resource management?
Oh, yeah. Thank you for bringing the question, Daniel. Actually, the Innova project started a couple of years ago when I was based in the Bay Area, and a couple of DeFacto customers came and asked DeFacto team to help them in better manage the resources, the licenses, the way to track them, the correlation between the resources that are involved in the design project with the kind of project management tools. So they brought this kind of resource management, and they were actually expecting some help. And then we thought with a couple of team members in DeFacto that it's a good idea to work on a technology that helps in the area of resource management. And we were thinking that having such a technology independent from DeFacto would be the better way to propose a solution which is not correlated to one EDA solution from DeFacto, to make it as generic as possible, working with existing EDA tools. So this is actually the starting point, and this is where we are today, is with a startup which is in place since now almost 2 years, with a lot of interest from major semiconductor companies. And yeah, so this is actually how this started.
That's a good strategy. What customer problems are you addressing with Innova?
We are addressing mainly the problem of managing the resources. By resources, we mean tool licenses, servers, and what really is involved in a design project. So we help within Innova to better track such resources, better predict the kind of the needs. For example, I start a new design project. How many EDA tools do I need for the front-end design, for the back-end design? How many licenses per tool based on all the history of my project? How should I balance, for example, between using internal tools, third-party tools, etc.? So it's really about managing the resources before starting a project, and then during the design project, how to better track the usage of the resources, the usage, for example, of the tools, who is internally using what, etc., and try to be as reactive as possible to make sure that the resources are available, make sure that really the project moves on smoothly based on the existing resources, and make sure that at the end of the project, the company invests on the real number of resources, I would say, that are required, not more, not less. This is actually what Innova helps in. Is in general, in few words, it's really this addressing this resource problems in general. And the software that Innova provides is really can be customized quite easily. I mean, it can really fit to internal needs to make sure that such a tracking, such a planning, it really is meaningful and fits internal kind of design projects. This is, in summary, actually what we help in.
Interesting. So what are your main differentiators with the existing tools in this area, if there are tools in this area? I think companies use spreadsheets and scripts.
Daniel, you are bringing a good point. What we observe is that most of the semiconductor companies use really internal tools, internal scripts. They start from spreadsheets, and then they try to track the best they can, I would say, the resources based on experience, based on what they learned from previous projects. We don't see existing tools frontal competition with Innova. Innova actually, first of all, helps in the correlation, makes automatically the correlation between design projects, between the users, between the flows, the design flows, and in a design flow, the tools that are involved with the related licenses. Also, it correlates quite straightforward these resources, for example, the users with other resources like the servers. So it's quite easy with Innova to have a kind of dashboard and real time see who is using what is missing. For example, if there is any part of the design flow which stops because of a missing resource, this can be automatically and immediately reported. So it's mainly what the Innova tool is about. And when we talk about existing tools, again, we don't see existing tools targeting the problem the way Innova does.
Right. So what markets are you targeting for this? What market segments for this new technology?
The Innova technology can be used, I mean, it's generic. It can be used in many segments, in any, several market segments. I mean, it's quite generic. You can use it for a design flow targeting a chip for AI or for automotive or for mobile. It's really the APIs that are provided by Innova are also quite generic. You have either a graphical interface easy to use by managers, design managers, CAD teams, chip leads, or it can be also an APIs through programming languages like scripts in Python or in other API languages to make the users very comfortable on the way to track the resources, to extract the information, to generate reports. So again, in summary, the technology is generic and easy to use and can be plugged without being intrusive, actually, without really being intrusive, can be used in an existing environment.
Yeah, excellent. Excellent. So what level of maturity is the tool? Is it ready for evaluation?
Yes, absolutely. So Innova tool, which is called PDM for project and design management. So the Innova tool is ready for evaluation. It's already under evaluation. It's under usage here, for example, in Europe by design centers. And it's very easy to request an evaluation package through the Innova website or just by sending an email, inforec. At innovaadvancedtech.com, really easy. And again, all the support and the assistance will be provided by the Innova team to try in few days, or I would say in few hours even, quite quickly make sure what kind of reports can be generated and how easy is getting a dashboard to track the resources and to get access to the design flows and the design resources in general.
Great. So what does the future hold for Innova? You know, what's next?
Well, actually, what's next? Innova mission and objective is to lead this market of the resource management for design projects. And the technology that we have today has really this potential to lead this market. Again, we are not talking about one specific resource to track, like a flow or like the tools or the servers. It's about a software solution that is really open enough and easy to use to help tracking all these resources. And it can be used by several users. I mean, this kind of technology can be used by designers, by CAD teams, by managers. It's open really within a company for a large public. And we think that given this use model, and the potential of such technology, we believe that Innova can lead this market and help in better contain the cost when a lot of resources are involved in a design project.
Yeah, it seems like the value proposition here is pretty clear. So what does the normal customer engagement look like for Innova?
Well, the engagement, Daniel, is quite similar to what we know in the EDA market. I mean, here, the customer usually, they can install the Innova tool, have access to a couple of licenses. They can even have a model of using Innova and open to all the kind of users. We have a lot of flexibility in the way to use Innova. So step one is to start an eval, and this is available. It's free, and the support is provided free for the customers. Then step two, once the customer is happy with the tool, features and performance, is really to acquire a couple of licenses to use it and start tracking, start really perceive the value of the tool. And then the step three would be to really have such a tool used by as many users as possible and help the company, help the customer to contain the cost and make sure that design resources are really reasonable and acceptable in, I would say, more an automated way, especially for complex projects.
Great. You know, I noticed you have a webinar coming up for the end of November. I mean, that would be another great way to engage with you folks. What can attendees expect to learn at this webinar?
Oh, this webinar, Daniel, is open to an audience which is quite large. We hope very much to see users from different kind of business units within a corporation, within several companies. We hope to see, for example, people from the procurement team who are responsible for buying tools. We hope to see CAD team members who are responsible of managing the design flows. We hope to see also chip leads, design managers to understand what kind of dashboard they can put in place by using Innova. So really, we expect a wide audience for this webinar. So.
Great. Yeah, I put the link to the webinar in the podcast introduction. I'm going to sign up for sure. Oh, and so we will see you there. And thank you again for your time, Chuki. And I hope to talk to you again, you know, at a later date and get an update on how things are going.
Thank you very much, Daniel. Really very nice to talk to you today. And thank you for the support.
That concludes our podcast. Thank you all for listening and have a great day.